In just a minute, Bill makes like 1985 Stevie Wonder when he becomes a part rhyme lover. I feel we're back in our game now. I'm happy about this. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, this week a scientist in Germany announced he has found a way to create diamonds from what?
I guess carbon is not the correct answer.
Well, it is carbon. Chemically, it's necessary, but it's the interesting thing is the source of the carbon.
Dead people's ashes?
No. That's old. I'll give you a hint. These diamonds are especially great for choosy mothers.
Choosy mothers choose Jeff.
Yes, which is?
Peanut butter.
Yes, indeed. That's the answer.
Wait.
That's right, peanut butter.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Scientist Dan Frost, working in Germany, has come up with a whole new way for you to disappoint your wife. Peanut butter diamonds. It's simple. Diamonds, as you say, were made of carbon. Peanut butter is rich in carbon. So you just squeeze it hard, wait, and try to keep away the dogs who are trying to lick your lab. Frost was able to simulate conditions of high pressure found deep in the earth and created a tiny peanut butter diamond. They are very small so far, and if you use peanut butter from a health food store, they have this gross layer of oil on top.
So now I'm going to stop feeding my kids peanut butter and jelly, just jelly, because the
peanut butter
is
too valuable.
Yeah.
No, in order to make the diamond, they'd have to bite down really hard on that peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I'll put my kids to work.
Yeah, hell. Alonzo, you've got your new swimsuit, if you're going on vacation, your beach books, you're ready to go. But now, thanks to a plastic surgeon in New York, you can also bring along vacation what?
Abs.
You are very close. This is true for women. This is something women can do.
Oh, for women?
Yeah.
Vacation butt?
No. Go the other
boobs.
Way. Yes, vacation boobs. That's what they are. They're temporary breast implants. Or in the words of plastic surgeon Dr. Norman Rowe, vacation breasts. That's what she calls them. Vacation breasts is a term usually used by men who are looking for something, not women who are taking it along. For less than $3,000, you can get a specially formulated injection, and you've got bigger boobs for 2 to 3 weeks until they, I guess, what would be the word? Deflate? I don't know. The plastic surgeon says they're perfect for special occasions like a wedding or a vacation or a great first date and then a really super disappointing second date.
I live in L.A. where fake boobs are more or less the norm, but why would a woman want to spend that much and go through all that just to have them for 2 weeks? I mean, if you're going to do it, why not just get the surgery and get them done? Only want free drinks at the beach?
I guess so.
A cheaper version would just to have a bee sting your boob. That's the cheap version.
I guess.
That's the really cheap version.
Yeah.
But that might be a little uneven. You know?
Hey, it's just for the vacation, just 2 weeks.
You got to have two bees.
Two bees. You need two bees.
Alonzo, the Discovery Channel, as you may know, has been very successful broadcasting dangerous stunts, including just recently the guy who walked blindfolded between skyscrapers in Chicago. But people are upset about an upcoming program in which another man will do what?
Allow himself to be eaten by an anaconda.
You are so right,
what?
Alonzo. That's right. Eaten alive. The show is called Eaten Alive. It will be broadcast on December 7th, and it will show a man putting on a, quote, snake-proof suit and then getting a giant snake to eat him whole, presumably by saying, bet you can't eat me, bet you can't eat me. Animal rights activists, as well as normal people, have been objecting to what they call animal cruelty. Animal cruelty, come on, getting to eat one of us is every animal's dream. After all we've done to them, it's one for their side.
And I wonder what's this suit? I wonder who makes that. Is it Gap or something?
Probably.
This is the dumbest idea ever.
Really?
There's
a long list of really, really stupid things.
Like, who sits around and comes up with this idea? Like,
well, you gotta get on the Discovery Channel. Now, the reason I knew this was I was on another show and they were talking about it, and a snake expert came in, and he said he doesn't believe it. He said he thinks the whole thing is staged, that you couldn't actually do this, and if an anaconda did swallow you, you're done. Like, they can't pull you back out. So I don't know how they did that. But I'm rooting for the anaconda.
Oh, absolutely.